place like Stone Mountain, or, you know, Lookout Mountain, Tennessee, you know, a place like that, you know, Florida. Basically, you know, places that we probably would never had the opportunity to go if, you know, the churches weren't involved with the community. So I think the churches, the black churches in the community, you know, played a big part in establishing the foundation of community, like, you know, Groveway, you know, came from the church. So,
do you think the church is still important for the black community?
Yes, I do. I do. I think the churches are really, really important as a voice for the community. I know that a lot of people that were originally in the churches, they moved on, and then we also have a lot of people from other parts of the country coming, you know, join the churches here. So it's changed a lot, and the churches are growing a lot too. So we, you know, back then, you know, it wasn't that many members in both churches, but now you have like several hundreds and hundreds of members in both churches. So they've really grown over time, and I think it's, I don't know, I think it's not as close as it used to be, because it's so much, I guess, I don't know, just so many other people are coming from other parts of the, you know, country, and it's not as like tight community knit, you know, like it used to be, because you really, really had just like basically families that went to church in the black churches here, and now it's not that quite that way anymore.
Interesting. Can you tell me some of like black family last names that have been here in Roswell? You know, I guess for generations, kind of like your family.
Yeah, the family. My family's been here for, you know, generations, going back to the, you know, the 40s, 50s. Mr. family, they, you know, the been here for, you know, generations. Gosh, it's. It's actually two sets of families that have been here for a long, long, long time. Gosh. Other families I can think of in the community. Let's see. It's, well, I can't describe, I don't know. I can't really think of a lot of families at this point, but it's, I mean, the main families, I know that families, you know, families that I'm, you know, familiar with, two sets of families, and gosh, it's just, I'm just thinking of the families now, but I just can't recall some of the names.
Yeah, no, it's that's cool. You were saying that the churches have like grown tremendously, you know, even since you, you know, growing up in the church.
Mm-hmm.
So how, I guess there's a lot of people that are not from originally from Roswell who are coming in.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say the percentage of people who are natives of Roswell versus people who are not natives of Roswell?
Hmm. Inside the church or in the community?
Roswell.
Yeah. Oh, wow. The percentage of people that are not from Roswell, I would say in the black community. Well, I say it's at least 50%.
Wow.
Because it seems like every now I see a different black person every day. You know, when I go to like, you know, Kroger or Walmart or, you know, any other shopping or to the gas station, something like that, I'll see a black person I've never seen before. And it's been like that for now at least five years or more. As compared to like back, you know, when I was a child, you know, you see somebody you know all the time. And that's the only black person you see whenever you go to like a, you know, Kroger or, you know, any kind of like shop or the gas station, you know, like that. But now it's so many people that staying in Roswell now, you know, it's just, you know, if I see a black person, I don't think I know them initially. I may know them, but I may not.